These days. Dear colleagues, this is more of a hello, how are you, than a set of details about what is next in relation to COVID-19 for Monash. A relief for those who may be finding the global emails all too frequent. As many of you know, I get some enjoyment out of choosing songs and their titles for these emails and now for this podcast. Sometimes it's an easy choice and sometimes I struggle. This one was a struggle. I toyed for a while with The Deepest Sighs, The Frankest Shadows by Gang of Youths, and I recommend listening if you haven't to this band from Sydney. If you see the video with David Laupepe, the lead singer, completely socially distanced in a large field, you will know that it speaks to this moment, and the lyrics perhaps more. I almost couldn't resist. Really, they had me at these lyrics. And the years unfamiliar are made of increasingly digital days. Say the unsayable, say the most human of things, and if everything is temporary, I will bear the unbearable. There's a warmth in the eye and a clearness of thought when the deepest of sighs and the frankest of shadows are gone. But instead, I reverted to a now disbanded Australian rock band with a lead singer whom one of the band met in an economics class at the University of Queensland. And the lyrics, "It's coming round again, slowly creeping hand, of time and its command. Soon enough it comes. These days turned out nothing like I had planned." Less lyrical, frankly less uplifting, but with a sort of gritty realism for these days. And apart from miming air guitar, it's definitely not right for an at-home dance. Though it's open to singing along at home and pretending to be on a rock stage, we can all dream. We're coming up to Easter, and the shape of our year, so much disrupted, is becoming clearer. There was no plan that could fully capture what has happened, what you and we would do in response, and how it would be accomplished. We were like a very large elephant pivoting gracefully on our toes. Is that an image from Fantasia? And we continue to do so. All this is a result of heroic efforts by staff and students, for which you can all take credit. So what next? I hope many of you get time to take a breath over the Easter break. And my thanks go out to those who will be keeping on over this period. Try to find ways to enjoy time with friends and family and pets. We are working hard to minimise job losses and stay away from redundancies. You all know there's been a substantial loss of income, principally because of less students, but also because there have been impacts on many other sources of university income, because every other business has also faced a downturn. Soon we will get a clear picture of the total number of students this semester after the April 14 census date. We do not yet have a clear picture of what will happen in second semester, but we expect it to be worse than this one in terms of a decline in student numbers, and all of this will flow into first semester next year. We're working in circumstances where we do not have good forecasts based on past experience. So far, we've deferred around $100 million of capital expenditure. We are borrowing a similar amount to tide us over. We've committed our cash reserves, and we have tightened all non-salary expenditure. We've also limited hiring. We're asking staff to work in areas where we need more people if their area has less work, and we're also attempting to keep as many seasonals and casuals employed as we can, recognising that a lot of normal work has gone for the moment and we have less students enrolled. We're also spending more in hardship packages, student support, and transformation to online, to name a few areas. We began this unusual year with a plan to avoid redundancies and to try to keep the momentum that we'd built over previous years. This is still our goal, but it is dependent on the extent of the downturn in second semester. There are other measures we can take to help us over this year, but if current measures are not enough, these other measures will involve talking to all of you about what we can do to keep people employed, because they will also involve changes to staff employment arrangements. And to answer the inevitable question, neither I nor the senior executive will be exempt. I do not want to add to anxiety, though I'm sure this message may do so. But know this. I'm confident that the strength and flexibility which has produced this truly amazing and outstanding transformation in very little time, with no real notice, is part of what will help us through this year. I believe we've shown that we can continue to produce high-quality education and research, and so we will work to see how we can find a way through that keeps that quality and the people who produce it together.